You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to GetDavidGetPaid.com/Driving Edge for more information.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it's time for football today. Sounds like Brent Musburger should be around. Love that music.
I do miss Musburger. He was great.
You are looking live.
So let's get to it, guys. Teams most likely to sustain last year's games. Mm-hmm. So let's get to it, guys. Let's start with Arizona State. So, yes, everyone remembers Cam Scatabue.
They love him in New York right now.
He's gone, but they return a lot of talent. They return Sam Levitt. They return from the receiving core Jordan Tyson, who late in 2024 was a big play producer for them. Then they have Malik McClain, Jalen Moss. They have some weapons there. Can they sustain their success from last year?
I think they can because they're in an awful conference. Well, not awful, but
it's not the SEC or big. Yeah,
exactly. I love their coach. You know, whether that runs its course, I don't know. But, you know, Dillingham, he's pretty damn good. So I think they can do what they did last year.
I'm going to say yes, they can. And this is going to be a theme for me, David. They're returning their quarterback. That's the key. In college football now, if you have a second or even better, a third year quarterback or somebody who came from an established place, you can hit the ground running. And I'm sure a lot of State fans wish that Levitt was still there, but he went there and he kind of did that. He used a little bit of experience that he had at MSU and he really turned it on at Arizona State and he's back. Yes. Anybody with a returning quarterback, it works because of this transfer portal thing. It's the ones with the brand new QBs I don't feel good about.
He might be in like one of the good, not one of the top ones, but one of the what ifs. What if he was recruited by Jonathan Smith at Oregon State?
Yeah, that
he might have stayed. I don't know.
Stoney, I'll just put it like this. I have never just openly seen an athlete come out and say that they hated a coach.
I know.
And just basically F you.
Yeah.
The second they hired Jonathan Smith, oh, hell no, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm gone. See ya.
Here's something else that's significant that I forgot to mention with Arizona State. You're right about the quarterback, Rico, but their offensive line and defense bring back a ton of seniors.
Yeah.
Seniors, so that's you. So the court, along with the quarterback, and now you have seniors returning on your right. line.
You got
and
the
your
offensive
defense.
Line. You
and
got the quarterback. So yeah.
And even if they're not great on a great offensive line, cohesion and continuity is very important.
And when Texas, think of it, when Texas and Oklahoma left the Big 12. Big 12's wide open. I could easily see Arizona winning this thing. Arizona State, I mean.
Yes.
Next on the list, the Baylor Bears. They went 8-5 last year, but here's the key. They won the last six games of the regular season, scoring an average of 12 points more than projected, and they return a ton. Can they sustain success?
They're always, to me, since RG3 left, have been the America's tease of a team. You always think they're going to be really, really good, and they just
and then when
never
they're good,
deliver.
They're not. And then when you think that they stink,
yes,
they're good.
Yes.
So following that logic, David, I guess Stoney is saying no.
Yeah. You like their coach, Armada, right? He's still there.
Yeah.
Right?
It's and it's just the conference that they're in. It's everybody is open. There's no clear-cut team when you look at that Big 12. So I can see them, yes, David, they may be able to sustain this.
Yeah, Dave Aranda. He is the head coach there. He is returning.
Armada.
This one, hear me out here. It's a MAC school. It is the Buffalo Bulls. They went 9-4 last year, and they return a ton as well. And the only threat they have in the MAC is Toledo.
Isn't their head coach the guy who was like an assistant coach at Michigan for like 1 year?
Believe so, yes.
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you. I know nothing about Buffalo.
I know.
Yeah, I would have to look at their schedule, David, but I mean, are they returning a ton of people?
They are returning defensive end Kobe Stewart, huge guy for them. Outside linebacker Deion Crawford, another great defender for them. And their other linebacker, Red Murdoch. So three key defenders.
Because here's the thing, the MAC schools, how many did you keep from going and taking that step up to go to the Power Four?
That's a great question.
Because if you're blowing up in the MAC, it's like, yeah, I'm wasting my time here. I'm going to go make some money, six figures down the road. So, yeah, I mean, sure, why not?
And I know it's the MAC, but, I mean, there is a group of five, team that can go to the college football playoff.
Yeah.
They do open.
Okay. Yeah, they can.
Hold on. They open against Minnesota, and then they really have nothing else. So if you beat Minnesota and run through the MAC.
And I'm trying to think, is Minnesota, who's their quarterback? Like,
exactly.
I think it's a kid coming back again, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's the Gophers.
Let's move on to the next school, and that is the Illini. They were 10-3 last year, and Rico, we've talked about this team because their schedule looks like what Indiana did last year.
Yeah.
So, can they sustain success?
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
They are like the darling. I mean, even in the Big Ten, media deal, right? Everybody had them, third or fourth? Fourth.
Well, Sony, here's why.
And they bring back Altmyer, right?
Yeah, they bring in back the quarterback, like I said. Their schedule, Stoney.
Yeah.
Home, Western Illinois, at Duke, Western Michigan Broncos at home, at Indiana, USC at home, at Purdue. Here's their one tough game. They got the Buckeyes. At home. Then they're at the Huskies. That'll be tough as well. At Rutgers, Maryland, at Wisconsin, and then they finish off with Northwestern. So in theory, I see two losses. Three losses.
So they only play one of the perceived top four. That's Ohio State. So they don't play Penn State. They don't play Oregon, obviously.
Now, I do. Like I said, now me, I'm big on the Huskies. They got to go out to Seattle to play.
Right.
We'll see what happens there. But yeah, and those are, they got a bye. They got the Buckeyes bye week, and then they're at Seattle. But other than that, if they can get through that two games in 3 weeks, I don't see them losing a game.
And let me ask you this, and I'm thinking your answer is going to be yes. Of course, I don't know what that week looks like for the Big Ten because the big noon kickoff. But I'm sure Illinois would prefer that Ohio State game to be an NBC night game, right?
You're
is it home?
Yeah, it's at home.
It's at home. Yes.
I just don't know what the rest of the Big Ten looks like that week for the noon, because that would be horrible if there were a noon kickoff.
Yeah, that's a good question, David. Let's see who Michigan. Let's be real. Let's just see who Michigan's playing, because you God knows they want to follow Michigan wherever they want to go. Michigan will be playing. Hold on, let me see.
October 11th.
October 11th. Michigan is playing. Oh, well, it's at USC, which means it'll be a 9 o'clock game.
So then that's the night game on NBC, Michigan. So
no, they may play this at you know what?
10 o'clock, maybe. Whatever.
Wake the hell up. 9 a.m. out in California, big noon kickoff. Why? Michigan. Gus. Ha ha.
Let's finish it off with this team here. And as I'm getting ready to say this team, I can hear Kenny's voice in my head laughing because of their quarterback. It is the Miami Hurricanes. They were 10-3 last year, but their quarterback is Carson Beck. So can they sustain success with Beck?
You know what? I'm going to say yes. I think that they can, because success in the ACC is different than success is in the SEC. Cam Ward was able to go out there and win some games. He has experience. Like I said, I've been preaching all about experience. He has it. I'm going to say yes, he can.
He's played some big games, but we'll know about them right from the first game, which is against the Fighting Irish. And they have to play Florida State on the road. Syracuse is at home. Watch out for Syracuse.
So, and no, yeah. And by the way, Kenny, apparently we can't make fun of people from the state of Georgia anymore. A high school, just a brand new football facility, $52 million. Was it Buford?
Buford High School.
I don't know who's famous from Buford, but yeah.
Jimmy Powers went to Buford High
School. You know what? Jimmy probably paid for half the stadium.
Yes.
15 luxury suites, 10,000 seat stadium. High school. David, what's up with Cass?
We got to rally him up. That is your.
How much for three extra yards?
That is your college football blitz.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later, when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!